That's multi-instrumentalist Bob Lucas playing a bit of St. Louis Tickle. Bob and Chris Westhoff will be among the guests for this year's the 5th Annual Percussive Dance Extravaganza. It's titled Leaping into the New Year. Takes place at Rhino's All Ages Club, 331 South Walnut, on January 12th at 7:30. We're talking with the extravaganza's founders, choreographer Tamara Lowenthal, and composer and fiddler Jamie Gantz. Tamara, each year offers some of the forms the audience has come to expect and some new items. Let's go over the basics.
You'll see a lot of clogging, especially in the flat footing style. You will see some tap dancing, some step dancing, and by step dancing I mean things of the more traditional variety like French Canadian or waltz clog. That's the usual fare for us. And then, of course, you'll see student work as well.
In some dances, upper body's used, in some others, it's not.
It's true. I would say that clogging, because it incorporates so many different influences, I mean, the step dance aspect comes from Ireland and Scotland, but the movement of the body is really from African movement, from African dance, and also even from Native American dancing. So you have this little melting pot situation or look in clogging, whereas some of the step dancing is more true to its roots. Like if you see French Canadian or English, you'll see that it's much more upright, hands kept at the side of the body.
It's kind of amazing to see a situation where if you look above the waist, nothing is happening.
In some pieces, we use our hands in body percussion. So there's a new body percussion piece that Cliff Emery has put together, which we're really looking forward to doing. And then we also have a cappella piece where it's foot rhythms and body rhythms combined.
This year, the extravaganza is looking a bit farther south.
True. I have a friend, Anita De Castro, who has a group called Girardon. One of the women is from Venezuela. There's a guy from Colombia. And there's also, of course, an American, Joshua. And they kind of do this Latin American Afro rhythms, but they do really nice mix of dance, movement, and drumming. And you may not know this, but I was born in Paraguay, so for me, Latin America has a strong pull.
Jamie, each year you contribute as the lead fiddler and sometimes composer for the extravaganza, and sometimes it's been hard to get you to admit just how important and varied your contributions are. What are you doing this year?
Well, this year we're bringing in some of the earlier pieces that include the old-time repertoire for the dances, some new Irish tunes. Some of them are recently composed and some of them are ancient. And then we are also bringing in one or two ragtime pieces and one or two swing pieces. But what I'm really looking forward to is the collaboration with Bob Lucas and Chris Westhoff. When you bring in a new musician, especially as seasoned as Bob is and as talented and skillful as Bob is, it just takes on a whole new dimension, a whole new sound. And it's always fun to add that texture.
We've been talking with Jamie Gantz and Tamara Lowenthal, the founders of the Percussive Dance Extravaganza, the 5th annual Leaping into a New Year, takes place at Rhino's All Ages Club, 331 South Walnut, and that's January 12th at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.